From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Aleppo evacuations suspended, leaving thousands trapped. The evacuation of people from Aleppo has been suspended. Blasts were heard Friday near convoys moving people out of the city. State media report rebels have violated the ceasefire. Rebels deny that claim. Tariq Yarasevich is a spokesperson for the World Health Organization.
We understand that evacuation operation has been aborted this morning, but we hope very much that it will resume, because we know that there are many people still in besieged enclaves in East Aleppo that want to go out.
It's not clear when the evacuations will resume. The United Nations Security Council is expected to meet in an emergency session today to discuss the situation. Speaking in Japan, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said today that his country is working with Turkey to start a new round of peace talks with a goal of a nationwide ceasefire. Russia's in the news in American domestic politics as well. President Obama says the U.S. will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle in U.S. elections.
I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action, and we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
The president was speaking on National Public Radio. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win last month's election. This is VOA News.